Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome back to the podcast. Today, China EVs join global top 10. Leap Motors, Laffer 5, and Tesla forced to deny a China story. Plus, stay tuned. Later in the show, I'll tell you why one Chinese battery maker has a grand vision for zero carbon cities. Welcome to EV News China, the podcast dedicated to the world's largest electric vehicle market. Each day, I bring you the latest headlines, insights, and analysis from the heart of China's booming EV industry and decode how fast-moving developments in the East are shaping the global EV landscape. China's electric vehicle makers are no longer chasing the global giants. They're closing in on them fast. New forecasts from McKinsey say that as many as five Chinese groups could sit in the global top 10 car makers by the end of the decade, displacing long dominant Western and Japanese brands. BYD and Geely are there on sales already. The rest of the decade will show whether others can follow them into the Premier League. McKinsey expects up to three more Chinese assemblers to join the top tier by 2030, though it does not name names. State groups such as SAIC, FAW, and Changan have a strong case. They already run huge plants, know how to export cars, and trail only BYD and Geely on volume. That scale gives them room to cut costs, fund new models, and move faster into overseas markets. But the threat doesn't come only from the old state champions. Smart EV upstarts like Xiaomi, XPeng, and Leap Motor are also growing fast. Their latest cars have pulled thousands of buyers away from Tesla's Shanghai-built Model 3 and Model Y, proof that Chinese brands can now win on software, design, and price in their home market. If they can repeat that trick in Europe, Southeast Asia, and beyond, today's league table will not survive the decade in its current form. The outlook for 2030 hinges on a few things, I think. China's EV makers must keep export growth rolling, build brands that mean something outside their home market, and navigate policy pushback in places like Europe and the United States. On the other side, Western and Japanese incumbents need to speed up their own EV shift or risk sliding down the rankings. How's this year looking in China? Well, China's on track to sell 16 million new energy vehicles, almost half its light vehicle market, and far more than any other country. That pace would lock in China's lead in electrification, even as its wider car market starts to cool. The country's auto lobby expects total sales for vehicle sales to be 34 million units this year, up from 31.4 million last year. Of that, 16 million will be NEVs, vehicles with a plug socket on the side, And more than 6.8 million vehicles will be shipped overseas. That implies overall growth of around 8%, but a far faster rise, 24%, in new energy vehicles and a 16% growth rate in exports from China. The current year shows how strong the shift already is. From January to October, China sold 27.7 million vehicles, roughly 12% more than last year. NEVs were almost 13 million of those sales, up 32%. Exports reaching 5.5 million units, up 15%. And within that figure, almost 2 million NEVs now go abroad and outside of China's shores. That's an 87% jump on 2024. The final stretch of the year may look different from the past, though. The industry group warns that the usual year-end rush could fade as policy support now steps down. China's nationwide exemption from purchase tax for EVs ends this year. From 2026, buyers will pay a 5% purchase tax. That's half of the usual 10% standard rate, but it's no longer zero. That change is likely to pull some demand into the fourth quarter, then smooth growth into the next year, rather than producing spikes. Let's move on. And Tesla has been forced to deny reports that it's planning a clean break from using Chinese bits inside its cars, at least its US-made cars. A senior executive in China denied claims this week that Tesla will strip China-made components from its American production lines. Grace Tao, Tesla VP, posting a rebuttal on Weibo after a Wall Street Journal story on November the 15th said Tesla's now asking suppliers to phase out China-made parts for US production within 1 to 2 years. She said Tesla does not rule out parts based on where they come from and instead uses the same standards everywhere: quality, cost, tech readiness, and long-term security. Tao also made a broader point. Tesla's sharp pricing in China, she said, depends on its made-in-China plan around the Shanghai Gigafactory. The company now works with more than 400 Chinese suppliers, and over 60 already feed into its global network. That context matters because Tesla's supply chain is already shifting. Earlier this year, reports said it had begun to swap out China-made components. Those parts now come from places like Mexico, Canada, and other North American sites, and selected plants in Europe and then Asia. At the same time, Tesla's pushed some Chinese suppliers to set up factories overseas. All this plays out against a bigger trade backdrop. Last year, China shipped $13 to $20 billion worth of auto parts to the United States. That's about 16% of its total auto component exports. Those exports are things like body panels, alloy wheels, drivetrain, chassis parts, tyres, glass, electronics, and of course, chips. Analyst Chen Bing telling the Shenzhen television network that firms want to guard against tougher US trade moves and a stronger made in America feel within Donald Trump's administration. So far, Tesla's message is that it will keep on buying on merit, not on flags. But its sourcing map has already been tilting. Leapmotor are next. They are betting that budget buyers want big specs. That's why the new B05, or Laffer 5, depending on where you buy the vehicle, the compact hatchback, now on sale in China, starts at the equivalent of about $13,100 in early bird form. But 605 kilometres of range on CLTC, which is slightly more forgiving, but packing hardware seen in far higher priced vehicles. So it will be sold within China's borders as the Laffer 5. Otherwise, the B05 will be the outside China name, and it comes in five trims on the Leap 3.5 platform. It's quite a large vehicle. It's still compact in the grand scheme, but it's 4.4 metres long, 1.9 metres wide, and 1.5 metres tall, with a 2.735 metre wheelbase. Prices start from 97,800 yuan, for the 515 plus trim, up to 122,000 yuan, that's $17,000 equivalent, for the 605 max trim. A sportier Laffer 5 Ultra is coming in 2026, and buyers who want performance. in a small car. The car lines up against other vehicles in this segment, like the Volkswagen ID3, the MG4, BYD Dolphin, Nio's Firefly EV, and what is fast becoming the electric version of the classic Volkswagen Golf class. All versions use a rear motor, 132 or 160 kilowatts of power. Battery choices either 56 or 67 kilowatt hours. Higher trims add a roof-mounted LiDAR with very high computing power, 27 perception sensors. The cabin leans hard on screens, but also comfort kit as well. A 9-inch digital cluster sits ahead of the driver. A 14.6-inch 2.5K central touchscreen runs the operating system, which is Leapmotor 4, on a Snapdragon chip. Depending on the trim, you add heated and ventilated seats, a full panoramic roof, 256-colour ambient lighting, Nappa leather, faux suede, and outside frameless doors, flash handles, a smooth nose on this, and a fastback roofline. The car looks clean, sharp, and bright paint options include what they call electric yellow, Starsky blue, I suppose that is, and Hutch, I don't know, Starsky blue, and Morgan pink, making clear that Leapmotor is also aiming at younger Chinese buyers. The LAFA name, they say, stands for something. Lifestyle, attitude, freedom, and art. Hence, LAFA. Tenuous. And it marks a new series that the firm plans to take global in 2026. Leapmotor is our second story from them today, is talking about their global growth. Actually, they're no longer a quiet upstart. The Chinese EV maker smashed their 2025 sales goal very early this year and are using momentum to push hard now into places like South America and Europe. On November 25th, the brand took the stage at the Sao Paulo International Motor Show, its first big outing in South America. It's rolling out both pure BEVs and range extenders for their big SUV, the C10, and their slightly smaller sedan, the B10, in Brazil and Chile. By the end of the year, Leapmotor wants 36 retail and service sites in 27 Brazilian cities and 5 sites in Chile, with Argentina, Colombia, and Ecuador lined up next. The global push rests on a clear domestic milestone. Earlier this year, Leapmotor said its cumulative sales had already passed 500,000 units, hitting a target set for 2025 in 2024. Back in 2019, the founder and CEO laid down that marker. So, coming good, 5 years after the prediction was made, we will sell 500,000 vehicles every single year by 2025. And they did hit that target by the beginning of the year. Then they had the news that Stellantis became a partner some time ago. Leapmotor taps into the global sales and service backbone of 700 locations. Leapmotor EVs now reach buyers in 35 countries and regions. And in the first 10 months of this year, exports topped 44,000 units, putting Leapmotor near the front of Chinese EV startups, helping it build early scale in countries like Germany, France, Italy and Spain. One of those big EV makers that needs to turn a profit soon is Nio. We'll talk about that, plus Mercedes-Benz and Denza in the news today. Stick around, back in a mo.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Welcome back to the podcast. Now, Neo is under huge pressure to deliver their first profit by the end of the year. Neo set itself a stark target: deliver its first profitable quarter by the end of 2025, with no plan B. The bet comes as China's shifting EV policies sap some demand. At a briefing in Shanghai, the founder and chief executive, William Li, said NIO is currently focused solely on vehicle sales and achieving its first quarterly profit by the end of this quarter. Asked what happens if they slightly miss the target, he was blunt. There is no plan B, he said. The company will spare no effort to meet the target and embrace all possibilities. Beyond this first break-even push, Li is still aiming for a broader, more durable turn into the black in 2026 with higher margins. Li tied today's slowdown directly to policy from Beijing. The abrupt withdrawal of trade-in subsidies has impacted the market, he said, something the industry had not anticipated, leading to a decline in new orders across the sector, he said. Those incentives nudging drivers out of older cars in the past and into new EVs somewhat propped up sales. Let's talk about Mercedes-Benz and China's first zero-carbon car factory. China's EV capital now hosts its first certified zero-carbon factory, and it belongs to Mercedes-Benz. They build 6 models there, including the new CLA, the first car in China on the Mercedes-Benz MMA, the modular architecture platform. In 2024, the plant already cut its emissions by 22,000 tonnes of CO2 equivalent compared to 2023. You'd need about 1.2 million trees to absorb that, they say. The company that claim that the zero carbon factory status rests on 4 pillars: making its power on site with things like renewables and solar, using less energy by being more efficient, buying certified green electricity, and offsetting what is left with carbon credits. So a bit of paperwork there being done with carbon credits to hit the target, but still interesting nonetheless. Denza, which is BYD's premium brand, are next in the news. And it's going straight for Brazil's luxury crowd with 2 models, the Z9 GT and the D9, showing those off at the 31st Sao Paulo International Motor Show. The move is a clear test of how far an upmarket Chinese EV can go in Latin America. On November 25th, Denza confirmed its Brazilian launch with the Z9 GT, a tech-heavy Grand Tourer, and the D9. That's the luxury MPV for buyers who want space, but also toys and gadgets. Denza's first Brazilian showroom will open on Avenida Europa, Sao Paulo's longtime strip for high-end car dealers. That gives the brand instant visibility beside established premium names and signals that BYD doesn't see Denza as a niche side project, but as a direct rival to combustion luxury. The launch fits BYD's wider plan to move up market and go global. Denza is already in sale in Asian markets, Indonesia, Thailand, Cambodia, and it entered Europe earlier this year with a pitch built on elegance, innovation, and technology. Finally, let's talk CATL, the world's biggest battery maker, and why they have ambitions to turn entire cities carbon-free. CATL wants to turn the first one of those, Yibin, into proof that cities can run on clean power. China's biggest battery maker has struck a 5-year deal with the local government there to build zero-carbon Yibin, linking its plants, the grid, and its streets into a low-carbon system.
announced on November 24th via its WeChat channel, CATL says the plan is bold, but it's clear. Yibin will host a city-wide zero-carbon industrial and energy network built on clean factories, clean power, clean urban design, and smart zero-carbon tech. Pilot zones will go first in Sangjiang New District, Yibin High-Tech Zone, and the Xuzhou District Energy Storage Industrial Park, with a roadmap to roll the model out across the city. CATL will pair zero-carbon production sites with digital lighthouse factories, they say, that push efficient, highly automated manufacturing. High-energy industries are in the crosshairs. Chemical plants and building materials firms will serve as early templates for low-carbon factories. The project leans on Yibin's strong hydropower base. CATL and the city want more central and rooftop renewables, solar and biomass in particular, while tying in nearby wind and solar farms. To keep that green power useful, CATL plans a local energy storage cluster that spans grid-side batteries, shared storage for multiple users, and behind-the-meter systems for businesses and factories. The aim is a more flexible grid that can cope when the sun and the wind output swing. On the demand side, Yibin will push harder on electric transport. The agreement calls for more e-buses and public EVs, plus a denser web of chargers and battery swap stations. Swap sites will serve passenger cars and heavy trucks, backed by integrated hubs that combine solar, storage, fast charging, and even vehicle checks in one place. If CATL and the city hit their targets, Yibin would emerge as a flagship for zero-carbon manufacturing and electric mobility. Parts industrial lab, parts full-scale showroom. And the real test will come as the first pilot districts, lighthouse factories, and integrated energy hubs switch on to see if the model can scale. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks for listening. See you on Monday for a new week of EV News China.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.